Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good day. Welcome to Your Purposeful Podcast. My name's Gary Robertson and this is Living Your Life on Purpose. I want to talk about persistence right now, or the lack of persistence. Why do people set these ideas, these goals, these dreams, these aspirations and never move to get them? Well, there are lots of reasons. One of them is that people actually fail to clearly define and recognize what they really, really want. So what is it that you want out of your life? Is it money? Is it fame? Is it just to live in a nice house? Is it to drive a nice car? Is it to go on wonderful holidays? Is it to basically be fit and healthy? I don't know. It's your life. You decide what you want. But far too many people are lazy. And then what actually happens is because they're lazy in defining their why, and as Napoleon Hill would say, desire is the starting point of all riches. The starting point of all riches. That means you think about where you want to go and then you work to get there. The next thing is procrastination. What actually happens is people lack persistence because they engage in too much procrastination. But if they read or listened to Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy and followed some of those simple principles, day by day, procrastination would reduce, persistence would increase, results would follow. And the next thing is, lots of people actually lack the interest in acquiring new knowledge about growing. And there are far too many people, they mosey on and think they're doing okay. They're living a life of mediocrity in reality, but they haven't actually enlisted the help of maybe a coach, or maybe they haven't joined a mastermind group, or actually both for that matter. And then lots of people, they have this thing called indecision. They're so indecisive. You know, it takes them days, weeks to make a decision, when actually the most successful people, they make decisions immediately and then they live by those decisions. Some work, some don't, but the art of decision making needs to be quick. And then there are others that they have the habit of relying on alibis and excuses instead of making definite plans. You cannot hit a target you cannot see. A voyage of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. It's important that that step is in the right direction. You need to set your goals and then you need to work out a plan of how you're going to get to those goals. Engage in activity. Don't focus on the results. Chunk down your goals. Do a little bit at a time, moving in the right direction, and then you will win. And then the next thing that's vitally important is to give yourself credit, congratulate yourself each and every day for the work that you've done en route to your goals.